This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you very much for the time. I assume that that's got to be your personal favorite memory of Cubs Sox stealing home there.
That was definitely a special one. Well, look at you guys going into the archives there. I like it.
Yeah, sometimes the archives beat the present, at least in terms of the big club, and we'll get some of your thoughts on the guys who are going to be here down the road in a few minutes, but just hearing highlights that involve Carlos Zambrano tickle me. I had a conversation over the weekend with a buddy, Chris, and I didn't think we'd discuss this on the air, that Carlos Zambrano's agent missed the boat. He should have been an American League player, where he could have DH'd a couple of days a week.
Oh, modern-day Otani?
Yeah, that sucker could hit, and he was exciting, even when he had a pitch out called and he couldn't hit the mitt.
Yeah, he definitely had some good moments on the mound and certainly in the box. Yeah, he was fun to watch. But, I remember that play distinctly. I think it was I don't want to say a failed suicide squeeze, but because I think I took off too early that he then – airmailed, the catcher trying to hit the batter. Then, as a result, I got a stolen base, stealing home, which is very unique. But that was a fun one.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how it works out, as long as it works out. We're talking
exactly
to Chris Getz,
exactly,
Director of Player Development for the White Sox. So there are so many positive things that you're overseeing. So I want to just get the negative one out of the way. Can you tell White Sox fans how big of a setback, if you would characterize it as that, as this is for Jake Berger re-tearing his Achilles tendon?
I mean, we're certainly all disappointed. We know that Jake is the most disappointing out of this whole thing. I mean, he's such a great kid. He's been working his butt off, towards getting back on the field. Now, I think the silver lining, if there is one, is that it happened now, only 2 months into it. Certainly this will reset the timeline a bit, but it's unfortunate, but there's nothing we can do about it at this point, and we'll just, now that the surgery's behind us, we'll just get right into the rehab with him and move forward.
Chris, was there any precursor leading up to the re-injury? Was there any reason to suspect he wasn't healing well?
No, there were no signs. I've certainly been digging as far, as much as I can, just because of the frustration of the whole thing. But, with a surgery like that, dealing with the Achilles, you're always running the risk of a recurrence, although it's a small one, and it just so happened. But, there were no signs. He wasn't complaining of anything. There were no, there was nothing that told us that. That this was coming, so it was a shock. This is part of baseball, unfortunately, part of just recovery process in general. But these are the cards that were dealt, and we'll just deal with them.
Chris Getz, Director of Player Development for the White Sox, is our guest. 9 straight days with multiple hits for Eloy Jimenez, who is obviously back in the forefront with Cubs and Sox playing each other this weekend. Rick Hahn was quoted yesterday as saying that he might be pushing you guys to reevaluate the timetable for a promotion. Where are you on that in terms of his major league readiness?
Well, I have to say he's done nothing but hit since he's been a White Sox. First game I saw him play, I believe he had 5 hits, 2 of which were home runs, and he's just continued to do so. Early on, he obviously got a late start to the season with a spring training injury, and it was the first time I'd ever seen him scuffle at all, and it was only for 10 at bats or so. But he's certainly back to being Eloy Jimenez, and he's hitting for power. He's using the whole field. It's been a very impressive start to the season in terms of a timeline. It's tough to tell, but he's obviously in a really good spot right now. He's showing the ability to perform at Double A, and we'll see what happens next. But we're starting to have some discussions on, you know, when the next step, when to take the next step to Charlotte, and then we'll, once we're there, then we'll talk about Chicago.
The dude clearly can hit. How would you characterize his growth as a player defensively, Chris?
You know, he's got good instincts, which is not surprising just because of his feel for hitting. When he's out there, you know, he's not a plus-plus runner by any stretch, but he gets good reads off the bat. He's got a pretty good arm, too. He's just a smart baseball player, well-rounded. You know, obviously the bat and the power, the carrying tools, but he's not anything to worry about in the outfield. But the gift is with the bat. But he definitely can cover some ground with his size. He doesn't stand out in a negative way at all defensively. So it's been good to see. He's coming along.
Who would you compare him to?
You know what, I people ask me that all the time, and I hate to put unnecessary expectations, but he's got a chance to be just a high impact type player. I mean, he can just do a lot of things. He can impact the game in a lot of different ways. And I know the Chicago fans are going to be excited to watch this.
Chris, come on, give us a name. If Joe Madden can, Joe Madden's talking about Javi Baez as Manny Ramirez. Throw a name at us. Humor us today.
Yeah, I think that's a little irresponsible. I'd love to do that for you, but. Yeah, just not today.
Well, you know, it's actually funny that, Mac, that you mentioned Manny Ramirez. Omar Vizquel comped Micah Adolfo to Manny Ramirez. Now, Chris, what's going on here with all of these Manny Ramirez comps that are being thrown around? He's one of the five best hitters I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'll take it. I think we'll all take Manny Ramirez. Micah is off to a great start. He had a really good season last year. You know, there was a lot of production kind of for the first time for the most part to be he was the most consistent he's at least been. I mean, he's taken into this year. I think he's really feeding off what's going on in Winston-Salem. There's some players there that have also been producing, and they're feeding off each other. Omar has done a phenomenal job in creating a great work environment. Those guys are having a blast each and every day, coming to the ballpark and getting their work in, and obviously it's showing on the field.
Who is the guys we're talking to? Chris Getz, Director of Player Development for the White Sox. He oversees the minor leagues, which is where the action is for the White Sox right now. Who is the player that we are not giving enough attention to that you feel like one day could make a significant impact, at whatever type of impact, but a significant one for the Major League club?
We've got a reliever in Double A, Ian Hamilton. I think that's really turning some heads. I think he's got a chance to really help shorten some ball games. You know, I'd say he's the one that stands out probably the most. It's always tough because, you know, obviously my day-to-day is working in the minor league, so I'm familiar with everybody. I'm not so, you know, I can't keep up with how everyone else views our organization. But I think he's a guy that's not asked about much when maybe they should.
So in terms of the strength of the organization, there's so many different pitching prospects that I'm always reading about. But, you know, you talk to experts, you talk to other front office people, and they'll say, you know, a position player is easier to project than a pitching prospect for some obvious reasons and some less obvious. What system do you have in place that makes you confident that so much of this rebuild is depending on pitching prospects that have a high flame-out rate, that you're going to be above the curve on that, and whatever the number is, whether it's 25%, 40%, whatever it is, that you're going to have a high enough success rate with your pitching prospects to translate to major league success?
Well, I think we've, Rick, Kenny, they've done a nice job in terms of, you know, who they've been able to acquire. Whether it be, you know, in trades internationally or in the draft here. And, you know, now in terms of systems that we have in place for sustainable success, you know, we've obviously historically we've done pretty well in developing pitching. We've got a lot of continuity here, a good understanding of what it takes for these guys to pitch at the major league level. You know, I think we've got a pretty good understanding of some of the new technologies that are out there that help kind of enhance and have an understanding of each and everyone's skill set. You know, but that goes for all areas of our development, even on the position player front. We've really individualized our plans. The players are very involved in their own development. There's been a lot of buy-in. So it's just been fun to kind of watch the growth here, and we'll just continue to do that so we can, you know, continue to help the Major League club and supplement what we have going on, just because it's important. Because, you know, realistically, there's going to be some players that don't quite reach their potential, or there's going to be some injuries along the way, and it's our job on the PD side to continue to supply what the Major League club needs.
What is Michael Kopech doing right now specifically, Chris, to get himself ready for that jump once it comes?
You know, the focus has really been on the third pitch, the changeup. He's got a pretty good changeup. He's getting more comfortable with it. You know, it's the challenging thing is that he's at the AAA level, and because he's obviously got a powerful arm, he's got a powerful slide, he's got a fastball and a slider at high velocity. The changeup at times at AAA just gives hitters an opportunity to catch up to the ball. With that being said, he's got to throw it, and we certainly want him to learn and get comfortable with it at AAA versus getting to the major leagues and learning it up there. So that's been the focus at this point. He's done a nice job. Obviously, at AAA, he's racking up a lot of strikeouts. He's taking the ball every fifth day, and you know he's got the weapons to be an impact type pitcher for sure.
I want to make an entry for dumbest question asked of the week, and that's you know that's high territory here on The Score, because we ask a lot of dopey questions during the week. But at the big league level, Chris, and I watch the White Sox regularly. I hope you don't take offense, but I need Major League Baseball. I don't really watch much minor league ball. When I see, and I know there's growing pains, but when I see guys making outs, at making the third out of an inning at third base, or Tuesday night, Daniel Polkin not calling off his second baseman, not opening his mouth, clearly should have, I got it. How does that happen at the big league level? We learn this when we're 10.
Well, you know, unfortunately, things like that continually happen at the major league level. The teams that do it less are going to have more success. It's my job, along with others on the PD side, to avoid those type of scenarios. Unfortunately, we've been seeing a handful of those things unfold at the major league level. But, you know, it's a frustrating thing to watch, you know, going back to when I was playing on good teams and bad teams, it seemed to happen more often on the bad teams. But these are just kind of the growing pains for a lot of these guys. You know, playing on the stage for the first time sometimes can bring out some negative things along with some positives. And you certainly brought up a handful of those things. But making the first or third out at third base is not fundamental baseball. And then calling off, you know, figuring out who the priority guys in the outfield and communicating properly. Those are things that just have to happen to have success at the major league level.
Well, Chris, Sox fans are excited for the guys that you're overseeing to get there to the major league level. And thank you very much for the time and the insight. He's the director of player development for the White Sox, Chris Getz. Thank you, Chris.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Enjoyed it, Chris. Thank you. You too. Have a good weekend.
That's Chris Getz with us on McNeil and Parkins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.